Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome to Jules and Sarah the Nibble.
And today it really is a nibble because I went out for dinner. Now, we've talked before about how much you hate a surprise egg, haven't we?
Oh, I can't bear it.
And I wanted to just mention surprise garnishes because I went out for dinner the other night and what they failed to mention was that there was a lot of salmon roe on top of this ramen, right? I had a ramen and there was a lot of salmon roe. And I thought, really?
I love salmon roe.
Well, I do. I was delighted. But I thought if you didn't, it's quite a big thing to have thrust upon you. Do you know what I mean?
I don't mind big things thrust upon me at all.
Except when it's an egg.
No. Well, surprise egg is like egg on pizza or egg in a ramen.
Yes.
They're awful. Yeah, it's awful. Are. A lot of people I know, well, we don't like surprise sultanas. That's
no,
a thing on the podcast.
That's a given.
Coriander for me is the biggest one. I think that's offensive.
Well, I think herbs. Herbs are tricky because they mention a herb when you're ordering something.
No, so I just now have to say no coriander.
Yeah.
But I am one of those people who will literally pick it out and leave it at the side
leaf
of the plate.
By
I won't
leaf.
Push through. Because I want it to go back and I want that chef to see that person really hated that dish.
Yeah, you really, really meant it, actually. Because sometimes you do feel like you ask them to take something off and they just leave it on anyway. You're like, oh, no, no parsley. And then it comes with parsley. They're like, meh.
What I do like in a dish, though, is a surprise nut.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a little bit of crunch amidst the squidge.
Yeah. Crunch and squidge is your dream.
It's my dream. It's my absolute favourite. Also, I love hot and cold.
Yeah, see, I cannot bear hot and cold. I had a side salad next to some pasta the other day and I felt completely ill.
Did you?
Hot pasta, cold salad, can't do it. Cannot do it on
love
the same
a surprise
plate.
Truffle.
Yeah, you imagine where you're dining to get a surprise truffle where they've not advertised it, they're just chucking it in.
Surprise gherkin, big win.
Yeah, absolutely. A gherkin's always welcome. Yeah, delighted to have a gherkin.
What is this about? I mean, there are loads of people who hate mushrooms, aren't there?
I loathe mushrooms.
Yeah, you don't like them at all.
They're so bleak. And the thing is about a mushroom, they're not a nice thing to have to eat if you don't like them.
No.
Like some things I can get on with. Like I've gone off aubergine, but you know, if it's in something, I'll choke it down, but not a mushroom. I would pick out mushrooms like you would pick out coriander. But
my life phasing out aubergines by Sarah Powell.
I've gone off it. I've just decided. I've picked them out for years and I've just thought, do you know what? Don't like aubergine.
But you just don't like that texture. Aubergine is quite a similar texture to mushroom.
And avocado.
Yeah, and you don't like that either,
and
unless
you know
it's in guac.
I ordered an avocado the other day on toast with a poached egg. Just fancied it.
God, you're so millennial.
But I said to the girl, I was like, look, I want it bashed within an inch of its life. I'm talking guac. That's what I really want. I want guac on toast. And she was like, I'm just the same. They brought it over. It was not guac. It was lumps and I couldn't eat it.
She's stupid,
isn't
she?
I'm
getting really fussy with avocado on toast at the moment because eggs,
A classic Jules von Hepp sentence. I'm getting very fussy with avocado on it. On
Sarah
toast
says she wants to start a Twitter feed of Julesisms.
Yes.
Now
things like I've cancelled my breakfast in the morning. That is a classic Jules von Hepp thing to say.
No, but like I'm out for breakfast all the time on meetings, and it's always avo egg toast. And I hate an egg where you can still see where it's white. I hate that.
Yeah.
But then I also
that's
like...
snotty.
Yeah, but then I also don't like an egg that's too hard. So I have to say to them, I need it 6.5 to 7 minutes.
Yeah, the
and
7 they're
like,
minute
so you need it hard. I'm like, that's not what I said to you, Valerie. It's 6.5 to 7 minutes. I need it medium. I need it to cut open. And the yolk is just a tiny bit runny.
Yeah.
I had an ex-boyfriend who couldn't crack eggs. Every time I crack an egg, I think of him. I have this weird moment when I crack them.
What, he couldn't crack them?
He hated runny eggs, couldn't look at them.
Yeah, a lot of people are funny with eggs.
So now every time I crack an egg, I'm like, oh, there's Ryan.
We absolutely adore you for listening, actually.
This was more like the confession.
Totally forgot we were actually on the nibble, just talking now, just rambling on. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you on Friday for the big surprise garnish. Woo!
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.